You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? Well, then listen to What We Spend, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Lucia Flores Wiseman is a 23-year-old singer from Seattle. I think she's specifically from Maple Valley, Washington.
And we've had her on before talking about how, like, you know, the all four judges turned their chairs for her, and she's just been, like, killing it on The Voice.
The Voice, yes. And she decided to perform a very well-known song from this area.
Yes.
It is Soundgarden's Black Hole Sun. She ended up getting a standing ovation, and the coaches absolutely loved it.
Start a rain, hold down.
I do love all the backing vocals. It kind of it makes it seem even more epic.
She's got a very unique and powerful voice. My husband didn't really like this version.
Do you like it?
I thought it had some moments that I really did like, and then I thought there were some moments that maybe I didn't care for so much.
I think I like it just because she's covering Soundgarden.
Of course.
But I can understand why your husband's not really feeling it, because it is, like you said, she's got a unique voice. It's a cool voice, but I don't know if that's the song that her voice is meant to be singing.
Well, and that being said, I mean,
that song.
People have covered Soundgarden, people have covered Chris Cornell many times, and that is a tall order. It does not really matter how talented of a singer you are. Taking that on is a big challenge.
It's almost a losing battle. Like, if you're going to try and do it true to the Soundgarden version and not change it up a little bit, then, I mean, you're instantly going to be compared to one of the greatest singers of our generation.
You could be in trouble.
Yeah, but I did find some other covers that were done, covers of Soundgarden songs. I kind of want to put you guys to the test. And I think you'll definitely get one of these right. I don't know if you'll be able to get all the other ones. And these are mainstream artists in all different genres that have covered Soundgarden. And I want to see if you can figure out who it is. I think the first one should be really easy. Are you ready for it?
Yes.
You wired me awake and hit me with the hand.
Johnny Cash.
Yes.
The Man in Black.
I know a lot of people talk about his cover of Nine Inch Nails Hurt, but I always loved this version of Rusty Cage.
To watch my blood begin to boil.
This was also done during like those American recordings with Rick Rubin.
I'm gonna break my rusty cage and run. I'm gonna break.
I like your dance moves, Steve. He's just wiggling.
I'm gonna break my rusty cage.
I mean, am I supposed to crunk to this? That is quite a difference of the original, though. All right, I got another one. Now it's gonna get harder.
All right.
Let's go with Black Hole Sun. There's actually a lot of people have covered Black Hole Sun by Soundgarden.
Times are gone for honest men, and sometimes far too long for snakes. In my shoes, walking sleep.
It's not Nicki Minaj.
No.
Any guesses?
Is it Brandy Carlile?
No. I know the voice. That's the sad part, but I can't figure out who it is. Her name starts with the letter N.
Norah Jones.
Bam.
Won't you come and wash away?
That's very cool.
All right, here's another one. Also a cover of Black Hole Sun. I don't think you guys are going to figure this one out either.
Stuttering, cold and damp, steal the warm wind, tired.
Michael Bublé? No, but dude, it does sound like Bublé. Older than Bublé.
Sometimes far too long.
It's Frank Sinatra. No, I'm kidding. It's not Frank Sinatra. That was my first guess, and I was like, nah, that's just wrong, Danny.
And my youth, I pray.
No, it's not 50 Cent.
It's not Tony Bennett.
No, but it's of that era.
No idea.
First name is Paul McCartney.
Stanley.
Last name starts with the letter A.
Paul
rhymes with Kanka?
Anka.
Yeah. Paul Anka. I figured you guys wouldn't figure that one out. All right, one more.
Okay.
Okay, this one is a rock version of a Soundgarden classic.
All
Not
right.
Black Hole Sun, but The Day I Tried to Live. Underrated metal band. Has a number in their name. It's the number after 6 and before 8.
Seven Dust.
I really like this version.
This is cool.
Yeah, very true to the original. His vocals sound great. It's actually Paul Anka singing. I just didn't listen to Soundgarden covers, Soundgarden originals. I just love that band.
They're so great.
So good, yeah.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.